Thank you for listening to Elevated here on Radio Pulpit with me, Jenna Lee Belong, and our guest today, no stranger to the airwaves, no stranger to Elevated 2. Her name is Coach Tina. She's widely known as Coach Tina, but on the documents it says Tinashe Mujera. But Coach Tina is a dynamic and sought-after transformational coach, an author, podcaster, radio host, brand and marketing consultant, a speaker, a trainer, and a facilitator. She holds a master's degree in commerce, more than 13 years experience in leadership, strategy, and branding, and she brings a unique, impactful blend of expertise that cuts across sectors. She's also the founder of Authentically Women, which is a healing circle designed to help women navigate transitions, also to find their own voice, walk in purpose. And Coach Tina is passionate, very passionate about purpose, entrepreneurship, leadership, education, empowerment, and her very deep-rooted faith. Transitions, by the way, is also the title of her latest book. Coach Tina, good day. Thank you so much for joining us here on Elevated.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jenna, for having me. I'm so excited to be on air with you once again.
Listen, I must say, when I read a little bit of your biography right now, and I look at your pictures, sometimes it's difficult to believe that that is the same woman, because it sounds you have to be at least 50 something to be able to accomplish all of this. How did you manage once again to do all of this at such a young age? And yeah, let's start there.
Amazing. Thank you, Pastor Jenna. That's a beautiful question. And I think sometimes a lot of people ask me that. I can only say that it's God, to be honest with you. There's nothing that I've done. I didn't even anticipate that I'll be at this point, at this level, or be doing all of this at this age. But I think life experience, I have gone through some of the most trying times at such a young age. I've navigated hard seasons at such a young age. And I believe that all that was training ground, preparation for such a time as this. I think one of my favorite scriptures is, in the book of Esther, where Mordecai says, "And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time like this." Esther was young, but the responsibility was a lot. It was a big responsibility on her, but she navigated through. And I like to take myself as that same Esther in this day.
Now, you hold a master's degree in commerce, and it's the beginning of the academic year for university students. A lot of people going back to study, just in our church, I know of so many ladies who's starting their journey this year with studies, and they might be a bit anxious, Coach Tina, about studying, working at the same time, raising children, balancing all of that. Somebody who's got extensive experience and as a coach, what would your advice be?
I won't lie to them and say it's going to be easy. It's going to be tough. But with God on your side, it is possible. It is possible, and you will accomplish it. I just want you to remember that you need to also pour into yourself. Remember, even as you are navigating the journey of as you go through, all these different hats that you're wearing, that you need to also remember to take care of yourself, pour into yourself, because you can only give from a full cup. So it is possible. You can do this with God on your side, but remember, pour into yourself, take the time to rest whenever you can, do the things that you love so that you can come back rejuvenated and with more strength.
I love that. Pour into yourself and rest. Great advice there, Tina. If you would give somebody also some practical advice in terms of making time for study, because oftentimes we struggle with time management, we struggle with having time, and then we end up sitting late night, not sleeping, our lives just spiral out of control. So you are saying, yes, we should pour into ourselves. Yes, we should rest. But in terms of time management, any advice there?
Definitely. So I was running a 14-day series where I was talking about systems. And I think a lot of us start the year with so many goals, including the study goal, putting things on our vision boards. But that is only the end. It's the outcome. It's the result of. It's a result of a system that you need to put in place. So one of the things I tell people when it comes to time management, particularly when I coach, is if it's not in your calendar, then it's don't tell me you're going to do it. It's not prioritized, even if it means time for rest. So if I say I'm going to rest, I want to see it in your calendar. 2 to 4 p.m. on a Sunday is my time to rest. Put it in and honor that time to yourself, because if you can't honor yourself, then you can't honor any other thing. So whatever is not in your calendar, and this is to do with time management, you're not going to do it. But also remember that if you can't honor yourself, you can't even honor your family, you can honor your children, you can honor your studies, you can honor your work. You have to ensure that you put it in your calendar, prioritize things by putting them in a calendar and a system that will work for you.
I love that. Systems. I'm gonna make this a quote and put it in my office as well. You're saying if it's not in your calendar, it's not a priority for you. Tina, I want to shift the attention back to you for a moment. Since you and I last spoke, and I don't even know how many years ago that was, your coaching business has grown tremendously. I'm just looking at your profile here. You're doing B2B, B2C coaching as well. And you have a children's life coaching academy too now, Tina. Tell us about some of the growth that you've seen in your own life the last few years.
Thank you so much. It's a beautiful question. So much growth has happened. God has been pouring and speaking and giving me more direction. And I must say, the Children's Life Coaching Academy, it's called Empower You Children's Life Coaching Academy, started when God began to speak to me about adults and individuals that are sitting in corporate spaces. And as I go and coach the CEO or this head of department, I realize that the issues that are troubling them in their adult years is not what they've experienced now, but what they experienced then when they were 7, when they were 8, when they were 10, that anger, that trauma, that resentment that sat with them and now grew with them because they learned the ability to manage it and not necessarily heal from it. And what it does, it explodes in your adult years, and you find yourself not being able to work with other team members, or people just don't understand you, or you're such an angry person, or you're unfair, or you're this, difficult person to just be around. But it's not because there's something in you now. It's because you've harbored a childhood issue, and now in your grown years, this thing continues to grow with you. You don't know how to deal with it. And so I always go back to childhood when I coach adults, when I coach executives. And this is when God said to me, catch them young, because what is troubling and hindering them from going to their next level is not necessarily that they have a master's. It's not the IQ. It is the EQ. And the EQ comes from when they have healed from traumas and understood and become self-aware of what is going on with me, what happened to me, how do I deal with it? So God said, start there, catch them young, start the life coaching for children. And it's been going amazingly well, Pastor Jenna. We had our vision board workshop in December 2025. It was maxed out. We got kids come through. They left so equipped. We're having another one this coming Saturday. Today, the 14th of February, where we're also going to be having a reset, teaching children how to manage the new year, new expectations, new school, new teachers, new friends, new grade. So it's what we're going to be really just working on this Saturday, the 14th of February.
Love that. And you've got the Empower You Explorers, which is ages 6 to 12, and Empower You Achievers, ages 13 to 18. How exactly do you roll out these programs? Do you do it in a certain location? Are you doing it through schools, through churches? How do people engage with these programs? Because I must say, it sounds absolutely incredible.
It definitely is. I have seen the results firsthand. So what we do, we have a year's program which is fully fleshed. I'm happy to share that with you. We do work with organizations, so churches as well can call us to say we have a youth workshop that you want. We want you to run on a Saturday or on a Sunday, or we want you to deal with the younger, kids, the explorers, and teach them and equip them in a language that they can easily understand. I also do life coaching as an extramural with schools. So if there is Christian schools or any other school out there that really is looking for the next level to equip the children to make them, whole, because coaching is about a holistic person. So I'm happy to partner with you and bring life coaching as an extramural, in your schools, but we also do independent workshops programs online and offline. Like the workshop we're having on Saturday is an in-person workshop. So they meet here at a venue in Midrand where we do all our workshops, and we work with the kids throughout the whole morning.
Tina, what's some of the most challenging moments that you've experienced in the last few years, or perhaps, in the last few months, even when it comes to running your own coaching business? Because it's not easy. It's not easy to sustain it. It's not easy to get those clients. What are those challenging moments that God has gotten you through personally?
I think one of the biggest, and I really need to touch on this one, Pastor Jenna, is the stigma. Africa has not yet understood and realized the importance of coaching, what it means, what it is in terms of the future. It is our next, to be honest with you, because the human touch, the human aspect of people is, is being taken away slowly by, the digital, things that are coming through AI and all of that. And one of the most important things that will remain until forever is coaching. Coaching is the human side of you. You cannot bypass that. And what I've noticed in Africa as a whole is the stigma around it. It's people don't understand what coaching is. So I have had to break through that through explaining and making people understand, and God just giving me the wisdom and words to speak to different individuals at the level that they understand and say to them, this is what coaching really is, and this is what it's not. Coaching is not counseling. Coaching is not therapy. Coaching is coaching. It's taking you to your next. It's moving you forward. It's building you and equipping you and empowering you. It's making you see what you don't see now. And so it's breaking that and making people understand what it is and why it's important, particularly for the future.
Tina, this is your third book, Transitions, Navigating the Path from Disorientation to Divine Orientation. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Pastor Jenna. So, yes, it's a faith-based guide for anyone in change or uncertainty, those in between seasons. It shows how transitions are not interruptions, but definitely invitations back to God's direction, back to God's peace, and back to God's purpose. And I walked this journey personally. And when I write books, you know now, Pastor Jenna, I write from a place of authenticity of my own raw journey and just putting it out there and how I have seen God come through for me. So transitions is basically talking about moving from one season to the next. But no one really talks about, the process in between the moving from this season to the other. It's like the children of Israel moving from, from Egypt into Canaan. There is that process in between. Yes, we talk about it, but do we really dissect what that process meant, what it did, what it changed, and how it enabled them to get into a place called Canaan?
You say that you draw from your own raw journey of transition as well. If you don't mind sharing just part of that testimony with us, your own raw journey testimony of transition.
I've got so many stories that I also put in the book, but I'll take one, which is I think a recent one where my son, who is a year and 4 months actually today, he when he was when I was giving birth to him, it was such a battle, Pastor Jenna. At a point, I said, God, take this boy. Not, like he was on oxygen. I went through an emergency C-section. He was on oxygen. I've lost a child before. So it almost felt like I was replaying the same incident that happened with my other son. And so in that moment, I couldn't handle the process in between, giving birth where I was then and where we are now. It was as though I was saying, God, just take this boy away because I cannot go through the same emotions and the same pain that I went through the last time. But there was a change in that process. It was not the same as last time because growth has happened. I've evolved. But there was a knowing and an understanding that God just brought into my own life in that very moment where I did things I never thought I would. I prayed with this boy. There was just a change in how I navigated through the situation, what it did to my heart, what it did to my spirit, man, what it did to the way I think and my perspective, even in that moment, and how I came out a new person. So that is just one example of transitioning, or in my own personal life, where I just saw God work through me in the pain, in a place of despair, in a place of not knowing, in a place of, Lord, just do you only can give the answer now. I do not know anymore. And I just saw him move through and with me in that season.
Thank you so much for sharing some of that testimony with us, Coach Tina. And as you are speaking, I'm thinking of the fact that many women who lose children, you spoke of the fact that you've lost a son before. By the grace of God, your son is now 1 year, 4 months old, but you've been through that season of loss before. And some women struggle to transition from that place of pain, that place of great loss, that place of disappointment, almost hopelessness, deep, deep hurt. They struggle to transition from there to a place of healing where they can truly, I don't want to call it just move on, but where they can continue to live. I'm wondering what advice you would have for them.
I think one of the advices I can say to them is that I'll start here, Pastor Jenna. Life is a pre-written script. And we are just but participants in a pre-written script, a script that God alone wrote before we knew anything, a script that we even don't know yet in full. We are here today, we are recording, we are speaking on air. I don't know what's going to happen after this, Pastor Jenna. All I know is that I'm a participant in a pre-written script. And whatever that journey is that I'm walking that has been pre-written by God, I need to pray for the wisdom, the ability to embrace, to understand in the moment what I can, the ability to react in the manner that God allows and wants me to, for His will to be done in the moment. So as you navigate loss, as you navigate pain, as you navigate all of these things, I think sometimes, and I say this with so much humility and understanding, is we have so much pride because we want to hold on to pain. We want to hold on to, but why me? And yet we fail to still understand that why not you? Because you're not the writer of the script anyway. You are just a participant in a pre-written script. So who told you to stop at this robot and get stuck there? You ought to move on because the journey has been written and it still needs to be accomplished, and you still need to walk it until the very end that he only knows. So even as you navigate pain, I want you to embrace that it is part of the script. God help me. I embrace the script. I participate in the script. How would you have me handle this in this moment? Hard as it is. And understand that we are just participants in the pre in a pre-written script, and the author and the main character in the script is God.
Amen. Amen. The author and the main character in the script is God. Speaking of scripts, let's talk about the book coaching that you help with, because many people want to write books and they just can't get started. Perhaps they don't even know where to start when it comes to self-publishing, because these days, most of us as authors, we do self-publishing. How are you helping up-and-coming authors in this regard?
Thank you, Pastor Jenna. That's a beautiful question. So for me, the gap that I noticed and I realized was that some of these books that are now being published, Pastor Jenna, have no depth in them. It's become such a trend that I can write a book I'm going to publish because, of course, AI is there, but people don't actually live and breathe the spirit of what they are putting on paper. So for me, when I do book coaching, it's holistic. It's not just let's get the book out. I want to understand your core. I want to understand your why. I want to understand your how, your what, and then of course we go into the how and what. But after I've understood your why, I am very much against people just waking up and saying I have a book, I've published a book, because we are losing the essence of why books are being written. And some of these things that are being published nowadays is things that have not been researched well. It's information that is not even right for our children. It's the wrong information. Even some of the Christian books, Pastor Jenna, that are being published now, be very careful, because people are just doing it now for clout, for people to see them. People must applaud me. I'm an author now. So I dispel that first and foremost before I even tell you how I do it. I dispel that and say, if this is your agenda, then I cannot continue with you. But if your why is right, because we are all books that are walking, all of us, our lives are books. But what is your why? Why are you writing this book? Why do you believe this message must go out? Once we crack that, then I get to help you with the how and the what. Self-publishing, I take you through the whole process. It's quite an easy process. People do make it quite complicated, but it's not really, that deep. But as long as your why is right, everything else flows.
I love that. If you are interested in any of her services, you maybe want to get her for your youth, your children at your church. I'm going to share those contact details in a moment. A quick reminder, this is her third book, Transitions, that we're talking about. The other two books is Authentic Marketing Mastery, A Guide to Purpose-Driven Soul-Led Branding. I love that. And the first book, which is when I think we spoke, was Nashe with God, a deeply personal story of healing and spiritual awakening as well. Tina, how do you balance? Let's talk balance quickly, because you've got your podcast as well, called the Faith in Action podcast. You are writing, you are speaking, you are training, facilitating all of that. How do you balance, just on a personal level, all of this?
I don't. Because
I love
balance for
that.
me is a myth. It is a myth. I don't really believe in balance. I believe in moving in seasons, but I also believe in embracing the fullness of who God has called me to be. So there's no part of me that I can cut off, but I know which part needs to be relevant and prioritized in which season. So if this season is for transitions, the book, then that's the season we're moving in with God. If this is the season for speaking in churches, then that is the season we're prioritizing. So I move in priority and I move in seasons as God will have me, given all the talents and gifts that I have, and embracing them all in seasons. So yeah, thank you for that. But I always say balance is a myth when it comes to me, because you cannot do it all at once.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree with you in that you focus on what God has given you in the moment and you do it to the best of your ability. And seasons change and we transition. We absolutely transition. Coach Tina, if people would like to hear more of you, more of your testimony, more of your books, like get hold of your books, how do we do that?
Amazing. Thank you so much. So I am available on my website, www.coachtina.co.za. Also available on all social media platforms, Coach Tina. On Instagram, it is Tinashe_Mujera. But if you type Coach Tina, you're most likely going to find me. TikTok, Facebook is also Coach Tina. So you are more than welcome to follow me on those platforms. If you would like to WhatsApp as well, 063 209-9379. I'll repeat that, 063-209-9379.
Coach Tina, if you were to look into the future for a moment, what is it that you still hope to accomplish? What do you believe from what you've received from God now, He still wants to do through your life? Any dreams that we can help pray with you for?
Oh, amen. Thank you, Pastor Jenna. Let's touch Africa and let's empower children to become the best version of themselves. So for me, it's the coaching for children, which is a priority. I want to invade Africa and begin to touch those young lives so that they can become at a young age. Gone are the days where we wait for our children to become business owners when they have reached their 40s, 50s. They can become at 12, at 15, at 16, they can become dynamic. They can live to the best of all that God has put on the inside of them, as long as they get the right coaching and the right empowering.
Amen. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this for our children, for our continent. That number again, 063-209-9379. Coach Tina, available on WhatsApp for some serious business. Okay. Not if it's not serious, don't do it, girl. I'm telling you, don't contact her. It's 063-209-9379. Tina, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on your new book, the incredible growth in your ministry, in your business. We really just thank God for what he's doing through your life. And I pray that, as you've just said, you will touch many and generations throughout our continent. May the Lord open the heavens, open more doors over your business, and continue to anoint you for such a time as this. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.